AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
It's time to get rambling with your host of the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast, Nick Pearl. What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast. I am your host, Nick Pearl, and first and foremost, happy Halloween, everybody. It's a little spooky tradition. I like to do an episode on Halloween. Last year, I actually dressed up as Uncle Howdy. Now that I got a lot of followers and subscribers, I don't really want to make a fool out of myself, so today, I'm dressed up as a town employee. How do I look? I look good in purple, right? But speaking of followers, quick little thing. We are almost at 10,000 subscribers on YouTube. Once we get to 10,000, I'm going to be introducing my brand new Pro Wrestling Tees shop, which I've been putting up. I'm only allowed to do 4 new designs each week. So I'm putting up a nice amount of designs, some fun ones, some with the logo, some without the logo. When that link drops at 10,000 subscribers, go ahead, guys, go crazy. If you want to rep the podcast, if you believe in me, show me that support, please, and thank you. All right, let's get right back into the episode. Since today is Halloween, I wanted to talk about something very spooky. The WWE has been very spooky lately. And what I mean by that is I gotta look away from what's on TV because I just don't like what's happening. I'm not saying I'm scared. I'm just saying I can't watch certain aspects. But this situation has gotten a little bit better over the last couple of weeks because we do have a new United States champion. We have the women's world champion, who is a great champion. The issue I'm talking about is the WWE has become stale, and their champions, or the WWE in general, needs a hard reset. So we're going to go through every single champion in Raw, SmackDown, and NXT, and I'm going to decide whether I like it or I don't like it. First, we have NXT, and I'm pulling up these champions right now, because when I tried recording this episode the other day, I forgot who some of the champions were, and I don't think that's a very good thing. So, we have the Heritage Cup. Does it still exist? I don't think it really does. Channing Stacks Lorenzo, which Corey Graves likes to call him by his full name, not just Stacks or Channing Lorenzo. I forgot that he beat Tony D for it. I used to love the Heritage Cup in NXT UK. Now, you just kind of hold it like it's a trophy. Like, legit, it is a trophy. You walk around with it. But apparently, if I'm not mistaken, they threw it into the water, and it just hasn't been seen since. So, I guess they kind of retired that, which sucks, because I enjoyed that. So, NXT Heritage Cup probably means the least out of everything here. Stax is champion. It goes in the middle. That's a great way to start this list. You have the vacant Speed Women's Championship. I don't like Speed. That's always going to be bad for business. Especially because you didn't put Tegan Nox in the first tournament. I don't know why you did that. I don't know. It's all the same crap. But Sol was a good champion, at least. So, whichever direction they go with next, I guess it's all right. You know what? I'm going to move it from bad for business to good for business. We'll put it in the good section today. El Grande Americano. He doesn't even have this belt on the main roster, and he never even won the belt. It was Chad Gable that won the belt as Grande Americano. So Kaiser probably didn't even know he's a champion. He's probably going to lose it, because you have Grande Americano in your Intercontinental title scene right now, and you don't need the Intercontinental champion being the Speed champion. So, for now, El Grande Americano is bad for business, but and they also have a new Speed tournament going on right now that will probably be won by one of those NXT guys to keep the belt down there. Here's where it gets interesting. You have the NXT Tag Team Champions in Dark State. Does anybody like Dark State out there? Let me hear in the comments if you like them. They're trying. They're really trying with them. They don't have much of a tag division down in NXT, which is bad. I mean, you had the Hardys, who never should have been developmental champions to begin with. They only did it as a shock factor so they can go and defend the belts against the Dudleys. What the hell? And that match wasn't even that good. Was it fun to watch? Yeah, but it wasn't very good. Jeff can still go. And I love Matt. But Dark State lost the belts to the Hardys and then won them back. And who's even left down there for them? They got OTM. They got Hank and Tank. Other teams? I genuinely cannot remember any other NXT tag teams that they have right now. I mean, you could always bring Fraxium back down there. By the way, they're not doing the best on the main roster, and it hurts me. The thing Dark State needs to do, and I think that's what they're kind of doing now, because you got, I think, Saquon Sugars is the guy's name, him versus Javon Evans on NXT coming up. You need to give these guys individual personalities. And they've done the backstage segments with that one guy, and I don't even want to repeat what he's been saying. I don't think that's a good idea, what he's doing backstage. But at least I remember him more than anybody else in the group. And I think he's dating Adriana Rizzo. I could be wrong about that, too. So the guy's winning in life. As long as they get individual personality and I can tell you what their names are, I think this actually could work out. You know, it's developmental for a reason. And everybody else down there is not really developmental other than Tatum. So why not? You got to build them up somehow. And we'll see how Dark State does on the main roster if they make it there. NXT Women's North American Champion. I loved Soulless Champion, so that was best for business. Now you got Blake Monroe down there as champion. No issues here. Hopefully she has a good reign. It's surprising that you got a main event level talent like her starting off as the North American Champion, but that's kind of been the new way of doing things in this NXT 3.0, I guess you can call it. They start with the North American belt, and then they go to the main belt. They did it with Oba. They did it. Well, Ethan kind of did the reverse, but you get the point. Ricky did it too. Blake Monroe's next step is probably going to be the NXT Championship. They did it with Trick. They did it with Carmelo. They did it with everybody. So expect the same formula here with Blake. This is good for business. Moving on to the best booked champion in, I would argue, all of WWE right now, Ethan Page. When he won this belt, I said, why are you doing this to him? He's more than main roster ready, but he has just leveled up his game. And I'm not talking NXT level up. His matches have all been memorable. His feuds have all been memorable. If I go trashing, why is Ethan Page doing this? Why is he doing that? He goes out there and he proves why. I am loving his little thing that he has with Chelsea Green as the Canadian North American champion. Moving from here, if and when he does drop the belt, I would love to see him paired with Chelsea on the main roster. That really would be best for business. Ethan Page has become so different than many of the other champions that I've seen in recent times. So Ethan Page as North American champion is a big plus. And I'm actually going to be sad when he loses that belt. He's been a great champion. Now, the newest champion in NXT, the NXT Women's Champion, Tatum Paxley. And I freaking love this. Big plus. But I don't think it's going to be a long reign. I really think they're going to give her a couple of defenses. Maybe like an open challenge kind of thing. They spun the wheel last week. And it ended in a DQ. Besides the point, I hate DQs. That's another thing. WWE's been doing DQs way too much. Why? We don't need to go back to 2017, 2018. Hell, we don't need that. So let's move away from that a little bit, okay? I think the end goal here is Izzy Dame winning the title from her, and they've already been building it. And NXT just, I guess, doesn't know how to do a feud without them being in a group or being friends first. But look, this is the next generation of stars, more specifically now than ever, because you had Stephanie, you had Julia, you have Jordan Grace, but they're all going to get called up really, really soon. Tatum is great as a placeholder. It worked great for JC Jane. I didn't think she was going to be a good champion. Now she's one of the best champions they've had with all the accolades that she's accomplished. So Tatum is champ, is best for business. Moving forward, it's probably not going to be a long reign. And it is what it is, honestly. You're NXT champion now. Last champion on the brand, Ricky Saints. Not a fan that he beat Oba. I don't think Oba's reign got stale whatsoever. But I guess they're going to call Oba up, so they needed to kind of pull something. Ricky's been good. He's just got to get out of the Trick Williams purgatory, because Trick is just always around the world title down there. He's got to get out of there. Ricky will be good. He's a good talker. It's fresh. He, you know, that's all I have to say about that. He beat Oba, so Ricky really has, he's beaten the monster. So who's next? I don't know. We're going to find out. So Ricky Saints, good champion. NXT, most of their champions are pluses. So let's move on to the women's tag team champions, Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss. The thing didn't go off. That's good. I don't have a problem with them. I think two main event level stars in a tag team division where they're trying to rebuild their tag team division. I still could only name a couple of teams, but they've been actively defending the belts. They are a legitimate tag team. They're what are they? They called We're Not Friends. I like it. It's something different. You just had them defend against Bayley and Lyra. You've had them defend against Sol and Zarya. So they're having actual defenses, which makes the belts more prestigious. So Charlotte and Bliss, best for business, because they have nobody else really that's on their level. But when they do lose, that team is going to be made. You have the Wyatt Six as the tag team champions. You will never hear me say a bad thing about the Wyatts. They have done great things as champions. SmackDown's great, because they call it the land of opportunity, like back with SmackDown Live was a thing. And they probably have the best tag division in all the WWE. Wyatt Six, Motor City, DIY, Fraxium. I could just name them all. Anybody could be champion at any point. So Wyatt's as champions, best for business. And now they're going into a feud up against the MFTs. I don't know if the MFTs would have a good ring with those belts, but Bo's also been at home, so they might want to take the belts off the Wyatts and build them back up. And Wyatts, the thing with anybody with the Wyatts, they don't really need a title, because the character work carries them and their in-ring work as well. So, you know, we'll see how that goes with them, but Wyatts are always going to be a plus for me. I'm sorry if you disagree. Julia, Women's United States Champion. What has she done? She's going for the... I don't know really what she's done. They kind of gave her the belt and that's it. It sucks. And I love Julia. I'm not saying this is a bad thing, but it's in the middle right now. Because she's not doing anything memorable. They're focusing more on Kiana James. And I think she's great too, don't get me wrong. But she's not the United States champion. Julia is. So why is Julia, one of the best women's wrestlers in all of professional wrestling, not defending the United States championship that she won? I don't know. So they got to turn this one around. I'm keeping it in the middle. It's not a good thing or a bad thing because it's still kind of getting going, but I don't know if it's ever going to get out of first gear. Fantastic champion coming up. Ilya Dragunov coming off of another fantastic champion, Sami Zayn. Sami did his open challenges, loved every second of it. Short reign, getting him ready. They needed to do something to hold him over to win the Royal Rumble in Saudi. So Sami drops the belt to Ilya Dragunov, who's going to be even more of a workhorse than anybody in all of WWE right now. He's already had an open challenge defense against Aleister Black, which was a lot of fun, and I freaking love Dragunov. I mean, all of his matches against Gunther, by the way, if you haven't watched them, please do. Perfect person to be a champion, and I could even argue that Dragunov will be a better champion than Cody Rhodes has been with his defenses. Only time will tell that. Well, we don't have a lot of time. I mean, Cody may even drop the belt this Saturday, tomorrow night, at the time we're recording, so we'll see. But Dragunov, he's probably the best champion we got right now, guys. And that's just... give me a kiss. Tiffany Stratton, the WWE Women's Champion. Has she defended against anybody other than Nia and Jade since WrestleMania? Like, it's not her fault her reign has gotten stale. It's really not. It's just booking, and I guess SmackDown doesn't have main event girls. I mean, they got Julia, which is kind of why they're focusing on Julia and Kiana going up against Tiffany, but I don't know. Look, it needs a reset. I am assuming that's going to be the case, because Jade turned heel, and they have their match at Saturday night's main event. So if Jade doesn't beat Tiffany at this point, it's bad for both people. Jade has had how many title defenses and lost? Tiffany's only defended against like two people, so Right now, Tiffy's bad for business. It's not Tiffy time anymore. Time is up. Ooh, I hate saying that. And finally, moving to your undisputed WWE champion, Cody Rhodes. I never would have given him the belt back. I don't think he needed the belt. John Cena was a great champion at the tail end of his heel run. But I would have loved to see it last a little longer. Cody's first run got stale. They dropped it. Good. Cody got it back. Cody's had really no crazy defenses since. I really am banking on Drew beating him coming up tomorrow night. Will it happen? Probably not. They probably want to hold it till a bigger show. But, you know, Cody is champ. I'll call it a good thing right now. He's the top guy in all of WWE. So for him not to have the belt right now when everybody's behind him, nobody's really turning on him, he's popular as hell, I'll give it a plus. Moving on to Monday Night Raw. You have the brand new World Tag Team Champions, AJ Lee. Dragon Lee and AJ Styles. The Judgment Day, all of their title reigns in the tag division have absolutely sucked. So having a main event guy in AJ Styles and also someone that they want to lock down to a long-term contract in Dragon Lee as the champions, I got no problems. They're going to put on some bangers. And they got the New Day to do it against. They got the Viking Raiders. Who else do they got? Judgment Day again? That's happening. They're doing a rematch. God, don't make a mistake, WWE. Please don't make a mistake. For now, AJ Lee, it's best for business. You have the Women's Intercontinental Champion in Becky Lynch. And I would say she's having the best women's reign out of anybody right now. Not saying she's the best champion, but she's having the best reign currently. Because she's actively using her title, the Intercontinental Women's title, to put other people on the roster over or level them up. And we've seen it with Maxxine Dupri recently. Everybody, even when she was NXT Women's Champion, you forget that happened, she raised Lyra up. She raised Lyra up as the Intercontinental Champion too. She's all about helping the future. So Becky is Intercontinental Champion. No issues here. And she's doing wonders for Maxine's career right now. If I don't know who's going to be the one to beat her, but whoever it is, she gets that stamp of approval from her. So, perfect right now. From women's to men's, Dominic Mysterio, Dirty Dom, your Intercontinental Men's Champion. And a couple of months ago, I would have said it was a little stale. But now, he seems to be doing a natural face turn. The crowd loves him, and he's cheating. But the crowd loves him for it. Just like Eddie Guerrero. You have some big-time guys going for that title. You got Penta, you got Rusev, you got Sheamus is going to be back in that picture. Dom has a very high-caliber list of talent that, honestly, on paper, he shouldn't be beating any of them. But it's Dirty Dom. He's going to cheat. He's very dirty. When Dom drops the belt, he's probably going to be kicked out of Judgment Day. And that's going to be the big story, I would assume, heading into the summer or heading into WrestleMania. So for now, Dirty Dom was a low. Now I am a big fan of what's been going on. This is a big positive. You have Stephanie Vaquer, my favorite female in the WWE right now. Women's World Champion. This is where the staleness started to turn around as soon as she won this belt. I mean, Naomi was champion, but she didn't get to do anything with it. Stephanie's great. They've been booking her great. They're putting her in a feud with Nikki Bella. I don't understand why they need to do that. I don't really care for that. But Stephanie's just great. I have nothing bad to say. Great Women's World Champion. Next. Finally, we have the last champion on my list. The vacant World Heavyweight Championship. Here's a hot take. Whenever Seth Rollins has been World Champion, as of late, the reign has been very, very stale and lackluster. And it's been the same thing that's been going on every week after week after week after week. Am I wrong? Nope. It's been happening with the Bronze, too. Past Seth Rollins, what's your main event division, though? You got Jey Uso, who's going for the belt. You got CM Punk, who's going for the belt. You got LA Knight. It's been the same four or five people constantly for the last 4 or 5 months. It's just like they just do the same segments on repeat. And coming up at Saturday night's main event, I think CM Punk would be a better option, but they just love Jey. And I think Jey Uso's great as well, but his reign even started getting a little lackluster because he was only defending the belt a handful of times. So let's hope they don't make the same mistake here. Whoever they decide to win this title, if it's Punk, I think it's going to be fresh. But whoever does, it's not going to be a long reign. Because you've had already too many long reigns. You need some flip-flopping to make things interesting. Because you got, those four or five guys. But at the end of the day, WWE needs a draft. They really need to switch up the rosters. Because everybody's run through everybody. Or they need to call more people up from NXT, you know? So, that's about where we're at right now. A lot of implications on this episode could change coming into Saturday night's main event tomorrow night. But it's not all for the worst, you know. We're not gonna have a vacant champion anymore. We're probably gonna have a couple new champions. This Saturday night's main event is kind of stacked, more than the other ones. And it's like an actual pay-per-view, and it's not gonna have commercials throughout every match. I hope not. So we'll see how that goes. I don't feel as scared anymore now that I've gone through each and every champion in the WWE. Hopefully you guys aren't scared during Halloween today. And have a great time, whether you're trick-or-treating, whether you're dressing up, handing out candy, doing whatever you're doing. Be safe and keep rambling. Happy Halloween.